There we were, driving you back home from another wonderful date. Thinking to myself, how could I have gotten so lucky to be with you? From the moment I saw you, I was in love. It felt like I was the star in my own movie. Only, I didn't want an audience. I just wanted you. With some charm, smooth talking, and a whole lot of luck, you and I are together. For the past several months, I have been the happiest I've ever been. Now, you're in my car, holding my hand, looking so beautiful. The soft rain hitting the windshield being muffled by the sound of the song. And you singing it, of course. Your voice yelling the lyrics like you're at some concert. I would have joined you, but I was paying attention to the road. It was the perfect moment. But I wanted more. Sure. You were my girlfriend. I was your boyfriend. We were each other's. My mind just kept thinking about more than that. Each night we spent together was better than the previous. Your body on top of mine, feeling your soft skin and lips all over me. It was incredible, to say the least. We enjoyed each other. However, I wanted more than just a girlfriend. I wanted you to belong to me. I had read all the things online about a dom and sub relationship, seen the posts and the details of how others had that. Now, I wanted it too. I wanted it with you. I was just too scared to ask. So afraid I'd scare you away. Make you think I just wanted a girl to fuck whenever I wanted. Like some sort of pervert. So I kept my mouth shut. Listening to your voice, belt the last line of the song as we pulled into your driveway. With the best luck in the world, the rain picked up as soon as I turned the car off. Neither of us had a jacket, let alone an umbrella. We looked at each other and laughed. You gave me a wicked grin and said, "Race you in 3, 2. Didn't even give me a chance. As soon as you finished the number 2, your door was open, and you were gone. Easily beating me to your front door. Such a cheater. I couldn't be mad, though. I would have done the exact same thing. I just didn't think of it first. You flung the front door open and beat me inside. Both of us laughing and dripping all over the place, closing the door behind us, so not to make any more mess, only stopping to stare at each other with passion in our eyes. The only sounds we could hear were our breathing and the small drips of rainwater. "We should get our clothes off," I said. Starting with my shirt and working down. Not worried that we were undressing at the entrance of your home. You followed my lead, taking off every stitch of fabric on your body. Letting me see you in all of your glory. You seeing all of me. I said nothing. Just standing there, staring at your eyes. your entire body on display for me, and I could only stare at your eyes. Either that or the look I was making had you confused. "What's on your mind, and don't lie to me," you said with a little grin. You truly wanted to know what I was thinking. You didn't care what it was. You wanted to know what I was thinking and cared. I wanted to tell you. But it terrified me. I stood there, saying nothing for what felt like hours. Finally getting up the courage to speak. "Don't judge me or be freaked out," my heart racing. "I want you to be mine." You laughed, but not in a rude way. No. You thought I was making some sort of joke. "I'm your girlfriend, you goof." I knew that. And I knew then I just needed to be honest and open. I swallowed and took a step towards you, inches away from our naked bodies touching. "That's not what I mean." And I laid it all out for you. Didn't leave anything out for what I wanted. You wanted honesty, full transparency, so that's what I gave you. Explaining how I wanted you to truly be mine, to belong to me. Being blunt with you that I wanted you to be my submissive. Telling you my desires, that I wanted you to be my toy, my slut, my plaything. For you to give yourself completely to me in the bedroom. How sometimes I had the desire to fuck you without saying a single word. To use any part of your body to make myself come and be done with you. Have the ability to come wherever I want, whenever I want, and however I want. Once I finished, I got scared again, quickly saying how I didn't need this at all times, just when the mood arises for the both of us, or as long as I had your complete consent for when I needed you. Explaining how I find you so beautiful and cared for you so much, I wanted to give you this attention. I wanted you like this. No one else. Finally saying, "I hope you want this too." You stood there, quietly. I was scared that I was about to lose the perfect woman because I had perverted fantasies. Then you said, "Why haven't you said anything sooner?" My heart skipped about 1,000 beats. I know that my smile was massive and goofy. You led into telling me how you have desired this for years and always wanted to find the right guy who knew how to treat you this way. Thinking to myself once again, how could I have gotten so lucky? I didn't even let you finish your thoughts. Your face was in my hands faster than you running into the house. Our lips meeting in a deep, passionate kiss. Slipping my tongue between your lips. Doing a little dance in our mouths. Feeling our wet, naked bodies pressed against each other, letting our hands roam each other's bodies, my dick growing hard against you. Several minutes passed before pulling away from you and staring into your beautiful eyes. "You truly want to belong to me, baby?" I asked. And you responded with the greatest word. "Yes." Without hesitation, my whole demeanor and attitude changed. From the sweet boyfriend to the demanding dom. "Get on your fucking knees." You obeyed within a second. Watching you do what I say only fed the desires I had for you. Without even giving instructions, you took my cock into your mouth, sucking on it like the hungriest cock slut, using both hands to stroke my shaft and rub my balls. You'd given me a blowjob before, but this was different. This wasn't just a blowjob. This was my toy making me happy, doing her job of pleasing me. Without discussing this, you knew just how to act, what was needed of you. My hands moved down to your head, petting you as I looked down, my eyes meeting yours as I gave you a grin, saying to you, "Such a pretty little cock slut. You're so fucking good at sucking on my dick." Even with my cock in your mouth, you gave me a little smile, showing me how you loved the praise with a little degrading name. You truly were the perfect girl for me. For what felt like an hour, I let you suck on me. I didn't want to feel your mouth leave me, thinking about feeding you my cum. But you were my fuck toy. I needed to fuck you. My hands seized your hair. "Get the fuck up, slut." Dragging you to your feet and towards the couch, throwing you across the arm, your perfect ass staring right at me. You looked back at me, giving me a wink, your face telling me how much you were loving this, without a single word being said. "You're my fuck toy, baby. I'm going to fuck you until you make me come inside that tight cunt." I walked up to you slowly, taking my time to take in the sight of you laid there, all mine to use. This body was for me only. Spreading your legs so I could see just how dripping wet you were for me. And my God, you were leaking all over the couch and your wonderful thighs. You wanted this. You needed to be fucked and used like a slut. No. No. Like my slut. You weren't just a slut. You didn't crave just anyone. You craved me and only me. A beautiful, wonderful slut all for myself. I pressed the head of my dick at your pussy, your juices starting to mix with my pre-cum. I knew I wouldn't last long. But that didn't matter. Your pussy was made to make me come. And that's what was going to happen. With a quick thrust, I pushed balls deep into you. My hands gripping your thighs, making sure you kept in place as it began a slow but hard pace. The loud slaps of our bodies echoing in your living room as I fucked you. Fucking what was mine. You were mine, baby. No one else gets to touch you. I own you. I said as I began fucking faster, keeping the hard thrusts each time I pushed into you. Our moans getting louder as we got lost into each other. I had enjoyed your pussy many times before, but this time was different. This time I was using you. Not having sex, not just fucking you, because we both wanted to have fun. No. Because I wanted to come. At this moment, this beautiful moment, you were just my toy. And I loved playing with my toy. I lost track of time as I started to feel my balls tighten. The feeling in my cock telling me how close I was. Groaning, I'm gonna fucking come. My hips pumping as fast and as hard as I can. Telling you to come with me. You've been such a good toy, baby. Come for me. Come all over my fucking cock. And then you came. Without a single word or warning, you fucking came. It was the hardest and most intense orgasm you had for me. I could feel your pussy clench around me. Your moans and screams driving me over the edge. I yelled, I'm coming in my toy, erupting inside of you, not caring if you wanted me to pull out or not, using your cunt to make myself feel good, pushing deep into you with each blast. Finally, collapsing on top of you, staying there as we caught our breath. Eventually, standing up and locking our lips once again, your lips tasting sweeter than before. Pulling away with a smile, looking in your eyes, I said, you are all mine.